Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As we gather around our tables this holiday season, America's farmers and ranchers have good reason to be thankful and to hope. Thanksgiving began on the farm, and I can't think of a more fitting place for the roots of hope and gratitude to take hold. Yes, we have faced and continue to face hard times, but we don't reserve gratitude only for the easy times. Even on the tough days, I can't imagine a better job than being a farmer, taking care of the land that's been home to farm families for many generations. But it's more than a job. It's a calling. America's farmers and ranchers take great pride in answering the call to serve our families, neighbors, and nation by growing a wholesome and sustainable food supply. They don't take for granted the trust Americans place in them either. Farmers are proud of their work and of how far they have come thanks to technology and modern farming practices. My grandfather couldn't have imagined the tools farmers have at their fingertips today or envisioned how farmers have replenished the soil, making farmland greener than ever. Agriculture is constantly changing and adapting, thanks to the resilience and dedication of farmers and ranchers. They're always learning and looking for better and more efficient ways to do things. It's that spirit of innovation that has sustained American agriculture for centuries, and it's that same spirit driving us into the future. But as much as things change on farms and in our communities, there are some things I hope never change, like our bonds of family and faith. When times are tough, part of what keeps farm and ranch families going is the support and encouragement lent to one another throughout the year, every year. Farms and rural communities have banded together and made friendships and families stronger through every kind of storm while still hoping for better days. We also have come together across the agricultural community to make our voices heard on the most pressing issues facing our farms and ranches, from common sense regulation to new trade deals. We are seeing the fruits of the policies we have planted, but we must all roll up our sleeves to finish this good work. It's up to each of us to reach out to our lawmakers and make it clear how important trade deals like USMCA are to the rural community. We need to lend our support to the common sense regulatory changes we've been calling for, like ESA reform and new clean water rule. I have faith that our labors in Washington and across the country will yield a full harvest and that together we will strengthen agriculture and our rural communities. As you join hands with family, friends, and neighbors to give thanks and reflect on the year, I pray that you are reminded of the blessings you each hold that don't change with the weather and the markets. Let's give thanks for the generations who came before us, for the family we're surrounded by, and for the Lord who gave us each hearts and hands to serve Him. The Agriculture Department Swamp Buster Conservation Compliance Program prevents farmers from participating in crop insurance if they don't conserve wetlands. Farmers with prior converted croplands are finding the appeals process challenging when their field is deemed a wetland by USDA. Don Parrish, Senior Regulatory Relations Director at AFBF, called the appeals process broken in a recent newsline. Parrish cited the refusal to consider evidence provided by farmers, the failure to adhere to statutes and implement exemptions. Further, we're seeing cases where USDA employees aren't following the agency's own regulations and guidance. It's almost like USDA will do anything to win some of these cases, including unlimited do-overs in changing the explanations and rationales for while they're implementing these enforcement and determination actions. AFBF economic analysis reveals that consumers are shifting consumption from fluid milk to cheeses, yogurts, butter, and ice cream. Consumption of non-fluid dairy products is up 62% compared to 1980. Tax incentives that encouraged biodiesel production and helped short-line railroads maintain their tracks expired at the end of 2017. AFBF is pushing to have those incentives reinstated and extended into the future. Pat Wolf, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, talked about the impact of the expired incentives in a recent newsline. Wolf said biodiesel producers and short-line railroads don't know if they're going to have a tax credit, therefore they don't know how much money they can invest. As a result, they may be cutting back on investments and, in some cases, may be not investing at all in their industries. The Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency recently announced it will continue to defer accrual of interest for farmers' 2019 crop year insurance premiums. The deferral is expected to assist farmers and ranchers affected by extreme weather in 2019. USDA had earlier announced a deferral to November 30th, providing farmers with an additional 2 months from the traditional September 30th date. The recent announcement means farmers have until January 31 to pay the 2019 premium without accruing interest. For any premium that is not paid by the new deadline, interest will accrue consistent with the terms of the policy. Thanksgiving around the barbecue. Grilling out for Thanksgiving is a practice for 1 in 8 grill owners, according to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association. A new online survey shares the reasons why people love to grill for Turkey Day. Grilling out for Thanksgiving has emerged as a new tradition for many over the last 20 years, as home cooks expand their grilling repertoire and fellow barbecuers fill the web with helpful how-to videos. But the what, how, and why people cook out on the final Thursday of November each year are as varied as Thanksgiving side dishes all across the U.S. Last month, as part of its ongoing multimedia campaign, #WhyIGrill, HPBA asked followers and friends over social media to share their Thanksgiving grilling plans, with 265 responding. The main reason for grilling out? 74% say it's for boosting flavor, followed by tradition, convenience, lifestyle, and health. On the menu, 62% plan to cook turkey outside, followed by ham, veggies, dressing and gravy, and desserts. Thanks grillers will use multiple types of grills this year, and often more than one to cook their feast. 34% use smokers, followed by deep fryers, charcoal, gas, and wood pellets. Thanks grillers grill frequently. 25% have cooked out on Turkey Day 5-plus times, 30% 2-4 times, and 15% just once. Only 30% have never grilled for Thanksgiving. When survey respondents were asked why they grill for Thanksgiving, responses included, "I love everything about grilling and it adds a different touch to Thanksgiving. You can't get the same taste from an oven. It brings out the flavor of the bird. It brings moisture to the meat, and it's just tradition. The diversity and the flavor of the turkey and the yumminess of the vegetables. It's something I do every year for family and friends. Some have heard about deep frying a turkey and wanted to try it, so somebody else can do it while I get other foods ready, and because it puts smiles on everybody's faces." Beth Breeding, Vice President of Communications for National Turkey Federation, said, "We love grilling for the holidays because it brings a whole new flavor profile to our Thanksgiving turkey, and our friends and family love to flock around the grill as we cook. Plus, taking your Thanksgiving turkey to the grill frees up oven space for your sides. Hello, green bean casserole." So if you're looking for more information beyond the traditional turkey, you can consider several distinct and flavorful recipes courtesy of the National Turkey Federation. Those include buttermilk brined turkey, grilled Thai turkey pizza, dry-rubbed barbecue turkey breast, and grilled turkey wings. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.